All right. Hey there. Welcome to Elside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of ElsideDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking Elside. We have an email here from Ryan.
It says, this recent ask button question might make for a good Demon Daily or TLP topic. Basically, I think Eric sent this to us.
Yeah, basically, I just read Ryan from the wrong thing. Sorry.
No, sorry. Thanks. Thank you, Eric. Basically, when are you hypercritical of a vague word like many, and when do you accept its intended meaning? And then if we wanted, we could also discuss some, most, and almost all. Let me see if I can read this exact ask button question. The specific ask button question, I've taken LSAT courses before that tell you, quote, few and quote, many can mean the same. These other courses call them logical quantifier terms. What do you think about that?
I think it's too much focusing on these terms. I have an answer to this question.
It depends.
Well, it depends, but there is going to be an order here. And that is, first and always read it as your just common sense natural reading. The only time it matters is when you think it's significant in the conclusion, right? If they're saying something and the conclusion says many or few and it seems pertinent to the argument, like the argument is about the quantity, then I'm going to get hyper focused on that and be like, really? Is it many? What was the evidence for that? Yes or no? But if the argument's issue is something else, then why get all tied up in this? But people do, because these courses talk about these words so much that as you're reading the argument, you can't do anything but think about the meaning of the word and, oh gosh, what does that mean? And you're getting distracted from the core issue.
Yeah. I was just looking at a very similar question yesterday, you know, where somebody wrote in on the ask button, would and will are absolute, whereas could and can indicate the ability to do something. And I don't think either of these words are indicative of certainty or probability. And it turned out to be a question where there was not a written explanation. So I went through and wrote a full written explanation. The answer was predictable from attacking the argument. None of the other four answer choices were any good at all. They did not come close to answering the question. I wrote a full explanation. The student who had been worrying about would and will and how that's different from could and can, none of that shit even came up when I wrote my explanation. And the student wrote back right away and said that my explanation made perfect sense. And she totally understood why the right answer is right. And her analysis was, I need to get better at predicting the answers to these questions.
Yeah, which comes down to her ability to analyze the validity of the argument, right? Which sometimes does hinge on the difference between can and will, but unless it does, don't worry about it.
It's just, you got to stay on the big picture thing first.
Absolutely.
What's their argument? What are they trying to conclude? What's their evidence for that? Why is it bullshit? And if you can nail that part of it, then there's just only one answer that's even close to correct. And you don't have to get into all this weird minutia about the exact definitions of words, because again, it's just always going to be, it depends. People get so hyper-focused on one word and then they just lose sight of, hey, the argument was dumb. Here's why it's dumb. That's the answer. Why are we getting so weirdly focused on these like technicalities that have nothing to do with the big picture here?
Yeah.
And that might be from other bad LSAT prep that you've seen before, where people are talking about, what was that? Numerical quantifier words or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes what happens is an argument does suck because the conclusion says, oh, therefore Joey will do this.
Yeah.
And the evidence was only that Joey could do that.
Yep.
And so then we start talking, we're like, jump all over that. We're like, oh shit, why did he say will? All we know is that Joey can.
Right.
And so then they extrapolate from that, oh, I better watch out for the difference between can and will. And it's like, yes, if that's what the conclusion is about. But if the conclusion is about something else, who cares that they even bring up those words.
It's very similar to how students will sometimes shy away from the word only. Mm. They've gotten burned before where they have chosen an answer that says the word only. Mm. And the reason why it's wrong is because the word only in that context specifies a necessary condition, not a sufficient condition. And so they misunderstand the conditional. And that's why they miss the question. And then from that, they extrapolate, oh, so answers that have the word only are wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that answer is wrong because of the word only. But the reason why it's wrong because of the word only is because it's misplaced. Like reading the entire answer, I could rewrite that answer using the word only and make it correct. It's not the word only that just like always made it wrong. It's that you're just not understanding what the whole thing means.
The word only within the context of that sentence and that yeah. sentence within the context of the argument. Yeah. I mean, this is also why we so strongly advocate studying by doing one question at a time and understanding that question, because then you can learn about these words in context and not in the abstract.
Yeah.
Which is what really throws people off.
Yeah. And just to nail down that point about only, I mean, if I were to say, if you're in San Francisco, you are only in the state of California, that would be correct. If I said, if you're in California, you can only be in the city of San Francisco, that would be obviously incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand the context of the whole statement. People just, it's like every single class I see people who are just so narrowly looking at one word, and it's good because yeah, it's lawyer shit and you do need to like be interested and, you know, rigorous about the way you use your words. But these questions are almost entirely answerable based on real big picture stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're just going back to what we said at the beginning. Understand the big picture and only zoom in if that's the pertinent issue or seems to be at issue. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we come back to this. It always just depends. You know, I mean, there are many times where like there's a difference between how I deal with an answer the first time I read it versus how I would deal with that same answer the second time I read it if I didn't find any other correct answer.
Sure. You're going right? to be a little like more forgiving. Yeah.
A lot more forgiving, right? I mean, the first time through, I'm just like, I'm just so quick to pull the trigger. No, 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 no. And sometimes I eliminate all five and then I go, okay, so let me take a little longer. I'm still going through going, nope, nope. Oh, I see. This one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought that few there just meant some, but in the context that they were indicating it, they meant fewer.
Yeah.
Like they really were trying to say, because yeah, few can mean a million.
It all depends on what you think a lot is.
If you're a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
You might peel off a few dollars for a vacation home in Hawaii. That's a couple million, you know, that's yeah. few to that, to a billionaire. So it's just context is always everything. And you really do have to dig in there, catching the whole meaning of it.
Yeah.
Then when you go back through, you know, because there's only one answer that can possibly be right. And so if you're like having this weird technical quibble over the only answer that could possibly be correct, you know, like the other four answers are just complete whiffs.
Yeah.
And this one answer you're having a weird quibble about. Well, okay. Noted. It's good that you had that quibble. That's not a problem. That's awesome. That's great that you're like critical. That's yeah. great. But the test makers intended one of the answers to be perfectly correct. And so maybe you need to reinterpret so that you can see how that answer is actually correct instead of wrong.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.